This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. Final hour on this Wednesday. Man, time flies. Come up with a new poll question. We'll send out the old poll question, bring in a new one here. We'll get to more phone calls as well. We hear from Aaron Rodgers. We'll hear from Tom Brady and Micah Parsons coming up this final hour. Sign up for the newsletter if you're interested in the Tailgate Moonshine. The latest batch will have information in the newsletter coming up next week. So you go to danpatrick.com, enter your email address. You also get a recap of the show every single day, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. At the end of last hour, we were talking about the possibility of Lincoln Riley may be going to the NFL, joining Caleb Williams as a package deal. Now, this is a story. It's a possibility. And it was brought up at the start of the season. I just speculated. I know he just got there. But if Caleb Williams is going to be the number one overall pick, and your goal is to coach in the NFL, and you could be coaching your player for the next 5 years on a rookie deal, and you have some leverage there, then I would at least entertain that idea. Now, there's a story that apparently Lincoln Riley's camp is putting out feelers of that scenario happening or coaching in the NFL. Don't know any more details. Scott Wolf, who covers USC, he's the one who put that out. And you know what? It's a business move, I guess. I don't know if you could go back to USC and have leverage and say, well, if you don't give me this, I'm going here. It feels like coaches do that almost on a yearly basis or every other year. We're like, I'm going to go. If you don't pay me, I'm going to go to Arkansas. No, I'm going to stay at LSU. Yes, Marvin.
If Lincoln Riley doesn't do well in the NFL, say he's there for 3 years, can he go back to one of those top tier jobs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd think so. I mean, Spurrier did. But everything is timing the openings you're going to have. But he's already stamped himself as a great offensive-minded head coach. He's got a pretty good track record with those players who have gone to the NFL that he's coached. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. We will get to your phone calls. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Astros-Rangers Game 3 coming up tonight. Last night, the Phillies rolled the Diamondbacks 10-0. And just so everybody keeps this in mind, it's not an aggregate score where, you know, we're up by 28 runs total. This isn't soccer. You did win in dominating fashion last night. You're up 2-0 in the series. But that atmosphere you have in Philadelphia, that is wonderful. That's a college football atmosphere. You're not taking that with you to Arizona. Seton, poll question for the final hour is going to be what?
Well, when I update you, Dan, on hour two,
okay.
You would most like to see the NFL address grass fields in the stadium or a strong security presence? You have an answer.
Okay, but why do I have to choose? Why can't the owners spend money on both?
Well, that would be my question, is why can't they spend money on both? However, Paul was making us decide between the two.
Mm. Like, which would your priority as a fan? Let's say your owner said, I'm going to spend $40 million, not your money, really, this season on making the all-grass field, player safety, or fan safety. It's basically player safety or fan safety. Which would you prefer?
I don't even know if fans are going to care about either one of those. Like, how many... I brought it up because it just seems like there's this proliferation of videos that are out there of fan violence at football games. I don't know if fans care about it, worried about it, want more security. I don't know, unless your star player gets hurt, I don't know if you care if you're watching on, you know, field turf or natural turf there. I mean, I guess you would want your players to be safe. And if you're a Jets fan, after seeing what happened to Aaron Rodgers, I mean, there have been a couple of players who've gotten hurt, and, you know, they point this year and they point towards, you know, this artificial turf. I think if it affects your team, then you would want change there. I don't know if the average fan goes, man, I'm not going to go until we get natural turf for these players. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, I don't know if most fans really care that much, but I wonder if that's going to be something that 5 years from now, that Aaron Rodgers' injury is part of the legacy of it, is that, you know, Zach Wilson got to play more football.
The leg.
Legacy.
Legacy.
Yeah.
Here's Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee Show talking about his recovery.
We're kind of way ahead, Pat, and just even saying that. There's just markers. You know, you saw me walk without crutches and throw on the field. Like, that's another marker is going to be jogging. And then another marker is going to be going through a pregame workout probably and getting on the practice field. And all these are going to take time. It's not just going to be, you know, boom, 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 boom. There's critical markers that I have to hit as far as single leg strength and being able to do heel raises and being able to do explosive movements. And these are all progressions that take time. So this is obviously we're ahead of schedule. There's a lot of factors to that. All those things together still doesn't get you back on the field. You have to hit a bunch of different things and be feeling a certain way. But, you know, that's the goal. We'll see what happens. I'm not going to put a timetable on it specifically. That makes absolutely no sense.
He's right. But you're seeing news outlets who are saying, oh, he could be back in a couple of weeks. A few weeks. Major news outlets said a few weeks. No, not a few. I mean, is 12 a few? Three's a few. I don't even know what the time frame is. But a few means probably 3 or 4 weeks, and that's not the case. I mean, this is still a very, very, very serious injury. And if he comes back in 6 months, then that's going to be a huge victory. But, you know, if you're saying he's going to come back in 3 months, I would doubt that because it would be unprecedented to try to be able to pull that off. But Rodgers sounds pretty confident that at least he's on the road to recovery and he's heading down that road a little faster than he probably thought. Tom Brady had some things to say about the NFL and didn't like the... Now, at first, when I heard this, I thought, okay, wait, is Tom talking about maybe getting flag football into the Olympics? Because he did talk about flag football, and I thought, oh, okay, Tom's a big proponent of maybe we get flag football into the LA Olympics. Because the host city gets to pick a few different sports to have at their Olympic games. Like... breakdancing, I think, is in Paris.
Breakdancing's out now. It was in, I think. And it might be out for the future.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I hate to break that.
Dance. Break that.
Flag football will be part of the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles.
Now, that's where I thought Tom Brady was talking about, yeah, I'm all for flag football. Well, that's not the case. He was on his Let's Go podcast.
You know, this isn't touch football. This is real football. And I think the physicality, which people really enjoy, I certainly enjoyed. I love that physical element of the sport. I don't think we should ever lose that. And I think that we are, you know, there's so many people that are, you know, want it less and less physical. It's more like flag football, which is going to be in the Olympics in 2028, you know, which maybe football goes to flag football over a period of time. And I don't think fans will like that much. Then everyone should stop about, you know, unnecessary roughness calls.
Okay, but isn't Tom the poster child of protecting quarterbacks? You go back to when he got hit by Bernard Pollard with the Chiefs and protecting, going down low, and he had knee surgery after that. It felt like they were cleaning up what defensive players could do. I mean, Tom's pro defense now? Like, come on, let him smash the quarterback there. I would just like to see roughing the passer reviewed. I'd just be fair to the defense. You know? Give them one thing for once. Just say to the defense, you know what? We're going to acknowledge the defense. Yes, Eden.
Yeah, it's like he's like one sentence away from being a back in my day guy. Like, back in my day, they changed all the rules for me. I mean, we played tougher.
I saw this as well. The new kickoff rule allowing touchbacks from inside the end zone has produced an 80% touchback rate through the first 6 weeks. Rich McKay heads up the competition committee, and he said nobody in the league would say that's successful. It's what we knew would happen. We achieved the one thing we needed to achieve, which is take the play with a high collision rate and reduce concussions. But we've made it a bit more ceremonial than it should be. League officials still discussing alternatives, including the XFL method. But there are no concrete changes at this stage. The current kickoff rule was approved for one more year. It is ceremonial, but they wanted it to be ceremonial. Hey, here's the kickoff. Used to be you wanted to stay to watch the kickoff. Now, oh, I missed the kickoff. Oh, they're starting at the 25. But, you know, they do have to do something because it just feels like a game starts, but it really doesn't start. It starts when they put it out at the 25-yard line. So that's from the competition committee. Yes, Paulie.
I did have that idea last year that to get people to return kicks, even if they're 4 yards deep in the end zone, kickoff return touchdowns are worth 10 points. Now you incentivize the team to choose. You want to risk your health, it's the choice of the kick returner and the team.
But we're also losing that player or players. That when, you know, down through NFL history, like when you say return guys, and somebody always comes to mind, right? Like Devin Hester. He changed games. Eric Metcalf, Dante Hall, Dion, Billy White Shoes Johnson. I mean, there's so many of those, Greg Pruitt. There's so many guys, but we've lost that because we don't allow kicks anymore. And I'm wondering where we get to punt returns because there are collisions on punt returns, and there's nothing they can do about that. Yes, Marv.
Can you imagine if you're a special teams player and you want to make a play, make an impact somehow because that's the only time you're going to get on the field. And then every time, you know, team scores a touchdown, you go out for a kickoff, and it's just – But imagine if you're a kick returner and they say, hey, if it's in the end zone, do not return it.
Yeah.
They must be like fuming because that's their one chance to make a play.
Luciano in Brooklyn joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan. 5'11", Batman soup with a bit of a dad gut.
Okay.
I've been having a little bit too much of the mudslides at Crappenberg State games. Listen, I have two questions for you. One's a very light question. I'm in a barber shop. I'm a barber, black American and Italian, and I'm hoping you can settle a debate for us. The first one is if you take away both of barbershop debates that we're having daily. So if you take away the teams and you just have 10 years of Tony Romo going to be healthy, 10 years of Eli Manning going to be healthy, who do you take?
I would take Tony Romo.
Thank you. That doesn't go over well in Brooklyn, but I agree with you on that. The second one, this one is, it could be a bit of a landmine in the wrong hands, but I think that you're particularly unique at navigating and landmines and being genuine at the same time. With Deion Sanders, and I'll take this off air, with Deion Sanders, how much of the backlash that he gets do you think actually comes just because he belongs to a particular culture and a particular group of people?
You're saying because he's black?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It does factor in. I mean, it's the elephant in the room, the way he coaches, his style, how he talks. He's a showman. He's a businessman. And, you know, they're gonna be people that don't like that. That's the new school. He threatens the old school, and, you know, we hold on for dear life to our old football traditions. Deion has changed the game, literally. He's a businessman. He's changed it. And now it's going to be the pressures on these other coaches around the country. Can you out Deion? Can you get these players? What's the NIL going to be? But still, you can't replace Prime. And what he does, what he means, if he goes into your living room and mom and or dad are there, boom. You know, he comes in and starts laying on the charm. And you probably have no shot there. So, yeah, it's an issue. I mean, race is an issue every day. It's there, whether it's right in front of you or it's an undercurrent. There's always something that's attached to it. Yeah, Marv.
Yeah, but I don't want other black head coaches to think they can do what Deion did, because Deion is one of one regarding who he is. He's been famous for about 35 years. So that means your parents know him and your kids know him. And people that don't know football, Deion Sanders, he's a snappy. He does something.
Yeah.
You know, he's an athlete of some sort. So,
and he still resonates with kids who are 18 or 19. That's the amazing part of this, that they didn't see him play, but they know him. It's like Shaq. Like, they know him, you know, Allen Iverson, that, hey, you just know who that guy was. And then when you factor in what Deion did and how he did it, look, his personality is not for everybody, but he's not trying to be for everybody. He's just trying to be for his world, his vacuum that he lives in and coaches in. Yes, Marv.
We saw that day one when he became the Colorado head coach.
Yes, yeah.
That Louis luggage was coming.
Yeah, I didn't agree with that. I was critical of Deion when he did that to these kids. They didn't deserve to be, you know, basically fired or told to get out and on video, that you should respect them. They're athletes. They tried. They failed. You don't want them. Let them go. Let them have some dignity there. But everything else, like, they're not as good as everybody thinks they are or should be. They won one game last year. That's why I said they're 1 year ahead of schedule. Now, next year, that's when the expectation should be there. Like, okay, now let's see what you can do. You're going to win 6, 7, 8 games? Going into a new conference there? So there's a lot attached to it. But I think for the most part, now, is he going to be the coach of the year this year? I was asked this by an NFL scout and said, do you think Deion's already the coach of the year? And I said, well, let's say he has a losing record. Did a great job at Colorado. Does that mean you're the leading candidate for coach of the year? And I would say no, not right now. Like, the Air Force Academy is in the top 25. I mean, you could look at that situation. There's a lot of great coaching situations here that people have done some really good, you know, work here. Deion has gotten the most attention. And is he the coach of the year? He might be the businessman of the year. I don't think he's the coach of the year, at least not yet. Yeah, Paulie.
I think Colorado has the weekend off. I think they have a bye week.
Yeah.
I wonder if they would, like, Fox Sports Big Noon Kickoff, put him on the set this weekend. He probably wouldn't do game day. Probably be more loyal to Fox. Right,
I would probably take a break on Deion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not a big break guy.
Yeah, but if I'm you know, Fox's Big Noon Kickoff or game day, I'd be like, Let me wait and use him at least one more time. Yes, Marv.
Week one will be in Boulder next year.
Who will?
Oh, I thought everyone.
Let's go.
Everyone in media is going to be in Boulder.
Really?
Road trip.
Year two?
Yeah.
I can probably show you guys around if you want.
Yeah. Maybe Dylan.
I think I still got a bar tab somewhere. So.
Yeah. Dylan. Part of it. By the way, we're taping the gambling podcast tomorrow, and Shay and Irving, Bad Larry, and Dylan, the graphics guy. Dylan, the graphics guy, who had Stanford money line against Colorado.
Wild.
imagine him in the halftime, though, going, oh, boy.
And we have a surprise guest on the podcast tomorrow, calling us collect.
Yes. So good.
From a prison?
I'm just going to say we have a surprise guest tomorrow in the podcast who's calling us collect. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more phone calls right after this. NFL season going strong. DraftKings Sportsbook is hooking up new customers, an offer that's even stronger. Bet $5 on any game this week to score $200 instantly in bonus bets. And all customers can take advantage of a sweetener offer every game this October. Get in on all the action, all the greatness. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the promo code Patrick. New customers score $200 instantly in bonus bets when you bet $5 on the NFL. So that's code Patrick only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. The crown is yours. Fritzy?
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. Licensee partner, Golden Nugget, Lake Charles. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms. For eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. We'll hear from the Cowboys' Micah Parsons coming up. Here's a random question. Who will have the most passing touchdowns in the NFL this season? It's according to DraftKings. Todd, I'll start with you. Which quarterback will have the most passing touchdowns?
Tua.
Seton?
Patrick Mahomes.
Marvin?
Justin Herbert.
Paulie?
I was going to go Tua. I'll go Jared Goff.
Josh Allen.
Josh?
Yeah. Then it's Tua. Then it's Patrick Mahomes. Ooh. Fourth on the list might surprise you. Kirk D. Cousins. And then Justin Herbert. That could have been a stat of the day there, Marvin. I don't know.
Woo! Stat of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. Yesterday, we had a big story. Matt in Portland, he called in. He said, I need some advice. And he had gone out and bought a truck and a boat and didn't tell his wife. And he wanted some advice. We gave him some advice, and we asked him to call back in because I wanted to know what his wife had to say about this. So Matt in Portland joins us. Matt, how did it go yesterday?
Hey, Dan. Can I first say that I'm truly honored that my marital struggles were worthy of being a poll question on the DP show? I think that's awesome. Also, I get to say suck it to 70% of America because I got away with it.
You got away with the truck and the boat?
Hey, all right. Matt, everybody.
Okay, so what happened?
I think I stumbled onto a scheme, a two-part scheme to get away with almost anything. Step one, call the DP show. That's of prime importance. And step two, don't be afraid to use your kids to shield yourself from personal harm. My boys came through in the clutch, too.
Okay, so walk me through this. You go into the house, and then you say, hi, honey, I'm home.
No, I was terrified of seeing her alone, so I waited till my boys, Leonidas and Ronan, got home from school. And I pulled up, honked the horn, they looked out. And my boys were immediately, awesome, oh, you're the best dad ever. That helped a lot.
Wow, nailed
it. And then I told her that I personally spoke with a broadcasting legend and American hero, and he told me that the memories we make will be priceless, with an emphasis on priceless.
Awesome. Now, when your boys walked away, did your wife go, Matt, come here?
Yes.
And?
Concessions were made.
Okay. All right. What does she get?
Now when we retire, she's going to open a sanctuary for sick old cats, kind of like a hospice for
That's a long way away. I mean.
Yeah, and I'll be scooping disgusting cat litter until I die, but I still call it a win.
Well, congratulations, Matt. Send us a picture of you out on the boat with your boys and your lovely wife.
Will do. Thanks, Dan.
Okay. We just make dreams come true here. I gave him a little bit of advice. Like, just say, honey, we're going to create memories, lasting memories forever. I love you so much. I want to cherish these moments. And I'm going to send our photos and our videotapes to Legacy Box to make sure that we keep these memories afloat, if you know what I mean. You see what I did with that, Todd?
That was very clever.
A boat, keep it afloat.
That was clever.
Okay.
Now he's got to play this cat and mouse game with his wife.
Oh, okay. All right. Bloop, bloop. Oh, you know what? Somebody who could use a break. Oh, this is really good news. This person just got a 3-year contract extension. I'm so happy for NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Wow. Finally caught a break.
Landlord will get off his back for now.
All right. Now, do you think that maybe I signed up for 4 more years? Do you think that he went 3 years preemptive and he... Wait, you're laughing, Paulie.
Yeah, I know.
But do you think the commissioner is trying to take some of my headlines when I retire and he's going to retire in 3 more years?
Yeah, I looked at his new contract. He's out March 2027, 8 months before you're out, which means he would not have to do the Dan Patrick Show final week in any way. He won't. He's like, I'm retired.
Yeah, I don't want him if he's not the commissioner on the show. All right, let's do career salary for the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell. And here we go.
Salary, 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 salary.
He can't go any higher.
Yes, he can.
Legend.
Yeah, that's so good. Any reason to play that? All right, career salary for the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell.
Rog started commissioning in 2006. Okay. He will exit in 2027. So 21 years of salaries as you do the math in your head. Okay. Total estimated value. I went year by year, and it is public information.
Okay.
What his contract is.
Well, because it's a nonprofit.
Of course.
Total, of course it's a nonprofit.
For the good of the kids.
Yes.
Total salary at the end of his reign for Roger Goodell. Who would like to go first?
Seton, you go first.
I'm sorry, how many years?
21.
21 years.
21 years!
Yeah.
I'm going to say $600 million. Because he's been making like 40 a pop for
You don't
many.
Have to give any clues here, Seton.
Okay, sorry.
You're trying to win this. You're trying to win this. Loser gets a pie to the face.
Actually, now that I think about it, I'm probably pretty low.
A financial pie to the face. Marvin, how about you?
I'm going to go lower than that. I'm going to say $540 million.
All right. It's not that much less than what Seton had.
It's millions and millions of dollars.
No, no. No. He had 600. You had 500.
Oh, touche.
Okay. Paul, yes, Todd?
I'm going to say 642.5.
642. Very, very specific. So let's see. I'm going to go 595.
Going through the numbers, Roger Goodell and his career will make at least $700 million.
About, yeah.
At least. Plus, the reports are that this contract is incentive-laden. Like, it's his last one, so he's going to get bonuses for the things he's done the whole way. Let's put it this way. He's going to make twice as much as Tom Brady did in his 20-year career.
Mm-hmm.
Twice as much.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if Roger Goodell, when he retires, will buy a franchise.
Yeah, be flirting with $1 billion with whatever extra things are at the end of that.
That's nothing. He's going to need more than that.
Yeah, but he's well on his way.
But will the owners want him as an owner? Because that's what it comes down to. They have to vote for you. They might like him as a commissioner because he takes the bullets for him. Yeah. I don't know if they want former commissioner as a owner in the NFL. 700.
Plus, once you know where all the bodies are buried.
Yeah.
That's Roger. Why don't you? Yeah.
How about an NDA?
Enjoy the Mediterranean.
Yeah. He could have his yacht parked next to Daniel Snyder's, south of France there. Let me see. Mike in Arizona. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Trying to do seven things at once.
Hey, Mike.
What up, DP?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, what up, DP?
Is everything okay?
Yeah. My wife is wondering why I'm on the phone and not watching it on TV. I got earlier confirmation from Commissioner of the BM Conference, Harry Balls. That we do have four more commits for the conference.
Yeah.
Whoa, too much.
Come on, Mike. Subtle, sneaky.
I think he's got his hands pulled home, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it sounds like he's really.
I think so.
It's like, oh, great, Mike, so that's what you waited for?
Yeah.
That's what this was about.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
making that comment.
Yeah.
That's what this was about.
Great. Yeah. We Matumbo'd him, like, not in my house. Adam in West Virginia. Hi, Adam. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Going back to your Ed Warder interview a few weeks ago, I was just wondering, was there ever a time an athlete made you feel that uncomfortable or you thought it was going to be go time?
Oh, yeah. I mentioned that a couple of occasions, incidents. One with Alex Rodriguez, one with Lawrence Taylor. I think those were the two that could have been trouble. Probably not LT, but A-Rod certainly. That was... I thought there was going to be one punch, and then they'd scoop me up and take me out of the locker.
I thought you meant him, like you were.
No. I was not going to swing. If I was still standing, and if he hit me and I was still standing, then I would have swung on him. Yes, Todd.
Maybe not fist fight, but Sosa and OJ, you've named as awkward encounters.
Well, no, Sammy Sosa was just mad because I was asking questions that were steroid related, and he was told that I wasn't going to ask those questions. I never agreed to anything, but I remember when we were in spring training and went into the house that he was renting, and nobody said, hey, you can't bring up anything to do with performance-enhancing drugs. And then when I did, when we were leaving, I could hear him yelling at the PR person for the Cubs. OJ, I was, he didn't seem intimidating when he came in. it was like the great O.J. Simpson, or, oh my gosh, O.J. Simpson. And he came in and he just looked like an older guy. And but even when I said, you know, when he asked me if I thought he killed those two people, he asked me if I thought he did it. And then I said, did what? And then he said, kill those two people. And I said, yes. But it's not like he was going to take out a knife and stab me.
I like how you played dumb. Did what? What are you talking about?
Well, no, I wanted him to say, kill those two people. But
rush for 2,000 yards? I don't, what's the question?
Yeah, that one, that hung in the air. You know, when you could say something and the words go out and they're just hanging there. Did what? Floating, floating, floating. Killed those two people. Floating, floating, floating. Yes, floating, floating, floating. Yes, Paul.
As I say, with OJ, you'd prefer a nice fist fight. You know, that'd be the fair thing. What a weird situation.
Yeah, yeah. I thought you were with me.
No, I remember that day we were in New York City doing the show at the ESPN Zone. You got called to do that thing with OJ a couple days earlier. It was in the works.
Yeah.
And then we went over some questions beforehand, and you went over and went to the it was a ballroom of a hotel, right? Or something?
No, I had to go to Florida. I went to Coconut Grove.
But was it at a ballroom of a hotel where you ended up doing it or something?
It was in a hotel.
Because I remember you texted me a picture, like, it's almost go time. And it looked like a ballroom of a, you know, where they had a setup or something.
Yeah, it was like a meeting room.
Yes, meeting room.
But it was Coconut Grove, I remember.
Hello, Dan.
Lovely Coconut Grove. I can't do it the way it seemed.
See.
How great is this?
Yeah.
Coconut Grove.
Yeah. He was excited to talk football.
It's a non-extradition state.
And he told me that, you know, when he was in Vegas, somebody offered him... They wanted him to star in a porno movie. Okay. But when you're talking to him, it's as if nothing happened.
Hey, Dan, do you think I did it?
Did what?
Murdered those two people.
Yes.
That's wild.
I know.
Should I try that adult entertainment thing?
All right. Let me take a break. Last call for phone calls. Yeah, you shouldn't do OJ.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not a good one. Yeah.
Don't offend OJ like that.
Yeah.
The words were clever, but the accent, no.
Okay. Last call for phone calls, what we learned, what's in store.
A little too much Todd Fritz for me.
I'm talented, though. I have some talent.
Now I'm getting upset. All right, we'll take it.
Dan, you want me to take care of this?
Yes, please take care of it.
I'm way too fragile for that. No.
All right, back after this. You got a shoebox full of photos, right? Sitting right there in the garage. Or maybe in the attic, collecting dust, fading away. No one to share them with. All right, well, the brand new 4x6 photo legacy box has come to the rescue. And today only, the Dan Patrick Show listeners get VIP access to an incredible deal. Get your family's photos professionally scanned for as low as 7 cents. By comparison, that's 76% less than what other brands charge. Take advantage of the offer. Visit LegacyBox.com/Patrick. You can get 200 photos scanned starting at just $19.95. And don't forget, Legacy Box also digitizes over 15 other types of analog media. You may have a VHS tape there, or maybe somebody's film reels from the 40s. They can take care of all of that. Don't let time fade your precious memories and photographs. Take advantage of this exclusive offer, the new Photo Legacy Box, today for as low as 7 cents. Go to LegacyBox.com/Patrick and tell them we sent you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Jim Irsay, owner of the Colts, talking about Anthony Richardson, his rookie quarterback. He just posted that it's been determined he will undergo surgery to repair his injured shoulder, so his season is over. Do we know what the official injury is? Because I thought it was a shoulder contusion, so I don't know if he's got a torn labrum, torn rotator, AC joint injury. So that's from Jim Irsay. He is done for the year. Shane Beamer, not sure if you guys heard this, the coach, South Carolina, he lost to Florida, and he lost his cool, and now he's got a really sore foot.
Yeah, I might as well say it now because y'all are going to ask on Saturday after the game. I broke my foot on Saturday, so I'd rather just get it out there and say it and not have y'all speculating. And then after the game on Saturday in Missouri, you ask. I called Coach Tanner, told him, make sure he was okay with it, and he died laughing when I told him. So obviously there's not a lot of empathy from him. It was after the game, and certainly that was a gut-wrenching emotional loss, and I was frustrated and kicked something that I shouldn't have kicked and thought I was okay, but adrenaline of the game wore off, and before anybody starts the narrative, like the head football coach is frustrated and lost his poise and all that, no, I care.
All right. He's telling us how to think about this, how to report this. I think you just leave that up to the reporters. You know, that you don't. Hey, don't say this about the coach. All right, you put it out there. Maybe we'll ask a few follow up questions here. What if your quarterback did that, coach? How would you feel? Micah Parsons is not pleased that the Cowboys get all this attention, and most of the time it's negative attention. He said this on his podcast.
I just don't condone the bashing of Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys and have the same energy for the Eagles. We want the same energy for everybody because there's a whole bunch of bashing when it's Dak Prescott, but not the same when it's the Eagles. I got time today. A lot of people said the Browns defense was overhyped. I said the Browns are the real deal. Acho said this, which pissed me off. I'm not worried about the 49ers. They were missing Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel. The Browns were missing Deshaun Watson, Nick Chubb. They were missing them key factors before the game even started. So why is it that we are just scrubs and we're nobodies that don't deserve to be on the field and we're just all talk? But there's 100 excuses for these other teams. If y'all just want to hate Cowboys Nation, just say y'all hate Cowboys Nation. I'm tired of people trashing my quarterback. I'm tired of people trashing my team. And that's why I had nothing to say to the media this week. You want to hear me talk? Come to hear me talk on The Edge Monday night. And that's point blank period.
All right, I like the energy. And yes, people hate on the Cowboys, but there are just as many who love on the Cowboys. And you guys lost 42-10 to the Niners. The Eagles were in the Super Bowl last year. The Cowboys have done diddly squat, okay, for generations. How about do something? And I'm going to guess a lot of the criticism probably go away. Nobody's criticizing, you know, some of the play that you see with, like, Micah Parsons. We're comparing him to Lawrence Taylor a couple of weeks ago. You guys lost to the Cardinals this year. I mean, you've beaten the Giants and the Jets and the Patriots. Yes, you did get a win with the Chargers by 3. And Chargers certainly did their best to help you. Yes, Marv.
The Chargers and the Cowboys, to me, are neck and neck with the most frustrated fan base because they've had really, really good teams the past 20 years. Like, all right, this can be a Super Bowl team. They don't even get to the conference championship game, let alone the Super Bowl.
And you get all this attention. It starts with your owner. Like, your owner brings this attention to that team. He's always talking. He talks 2 or 3 times a week, has his own radio show, and you guys have the biggest fan base out there. They're going to talk about you. And they're going to talk about your quarterback. That goes along with the territory. Just ask Tony Romo. This day in sports history, what do we have, Paulie?
Got a couple. 1873, the first rules for intercollegiate football were drawn up by reps from Rutgers, Fritzy, Yale, Columbia, and Princeton universities. 1924, Red Grange of Illinois scored 4 touchdowns in 12 minutes in a game against Michigan. He threw a touchdown pass, interception, all that stuff.
He had a kickoff that he returned for a touchdown.
Okay. 1956, NFL Commissioner Burt Bell disallowed the use of radio-equipped helmets by NFL quarterbacks. They were using them back in the mid-50s.
Man.
And they got rid of it for decades.
Yeah, forgot about that.
1967, the American League granted permission for the A's to move to Oakland. Also, new franchises were awarded to Kansas City and Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Back to you.
Mm-hmm. On this date, 1974, this player posted the first official quadruple double in NBA history because steals and blocks weren't counted officially until 1973-74. Yes, Paulie.
Nate Thurmond.
Bloop! 22-14, 13 assists, 12 blocks. And on this day in 2009, Tom Brady throws 5 touchdown passes in the second quarter as the Patriots beat the Tennessee Titans. Anything else that needs to be mentioned? Final results of the poll question, Seton.
I would most like to see the NFL address grass fields in the stadium or a strong security presence. Right now, it's 68-32 split between grass fields people would rather see than security.
I saw this with – I'm fascinated with Kyle Schwarber. I am. He homers once every 10.9 at-bats in the postseason. Bryce Harper homers once every 11 at-bats. Schwarber and Harper rank 3rd and 4th all-time – with at least 125 postseason at-bats. The only two players in front of them homering at a better ratio. Marvin, I'll start with you.
Reggie Jackson?
Nope. Even though today was the anniversary, or tonight, the 3 home run game. Better home run ratio. This guy hit a home run every 8.6 at-bats, and the other person once every 10.3 at-bats. Oh, Marvin coming back for seconds.
Babe Ruth?
Yes.
Barry Bonds?
No.
Oh.
No?
Nope.
Career?
Career. This guy homered every 10.3 at-bats in the postseason. Mm-hmm. He might have just retired. Might have. Or might not.
Joey Votto? No kidding. No kidding.
No. Ooh, Marvin, I think you have this one.
Manny Ramirez.
No. No. I'm gonna. Oh.
Bernie Williams.
No. Last name, four letters. Four letters.
Carlton Fisk.
Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter.
Jeter.
Nelson Cruz.
We would have been here a while. Yes, we would have been here all
for
night.
Sure.
All night. You would have been here tomorrow.
All right. What did you learn today, Todd?
Even if you had given me Nelson, I would have been like,
I could have given you Nelson Cruz.
Nelson Ramirez.
Todd, what'd you learn?
Justin Tuck and his Giants teammates called Eli Manning Dopey Eli. Why? Because he's a little dopey.
By the way, what we learned brought to you by PXG. The fitting's only $25. When you buy the clubs, $25 fitting fee is applied to your purchase. And free 30-day follow-up to ensure that your fit is fit. Visit PXG.com to learn more. PXG, nobody makes or fits golf clubs the way we do, period. PXG.com. Chris Collinsworth will join us on the program tomorrow. Thanks for joining us.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz. With hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin, it's the EV that recharges you. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE.